this morning at like 3 a.m.
You are joking me.
I'm not even joking with you. And we don't keep any files there. I've kept everything like remotely. Which, fuck, just so you know.
Well, I have a feeling my phone's been tapped, so just to let you know. So that's why I'm saying, like, whatever...
I've changed my device now, literally half an hour ago.
Yeah, so there's something really fucking weird going on, and I'm just coming to terms with what you told me now. So, and this is really bad.
Did you see the screenshots I sent you?
No.
Where she's asking if she's... If
no.
She emails Jeffrey if she introduced you to him.
What? No, I can't get it. What? No, your screenshots are coming to me blank.
They're coming blank?
Yeah.
Really? Like, there's nothing on the screenshots?
Yeah, which has never happened before in my life.
What the fuck? Okay.
You need to give me those screenshots. Okay, I'm
screenshots saying, asking if she introduced you to Epstein.
Is that from you? Ransom, he emailed asking if I introduced her. Is
yeah.
So I've just sent you a screenshot of what's arrived. Like, and you can see there's blank messages on the screenshot, which is really fucking weird.
I think there's something going on we don't know, to be honest. I just don't get Kai. That's
yeah.
All my call right now.
No, I'm 100%. But if you can somehow get me those screenshots, or even email...
I'm gonna take a photo of a friend's phone.
This is so... check at this. Like, I'm sending you this now, yeah? And this is... what I've got on my phone, so just to show you how
and the images on my phone of like those voice notes are in that period, they're all saying, not playing, it says please ask to send the
no ways, because you know I've had evidence deleted off my system, so that's further, and it's been corroborated by another attorney, other victims. So this is brilliant, by the way, incidentally, because
you see, that's proof that he emailed her asking, did she send you? This was like in 2018.
Right, I know there was an email sent in 2017 asking if she knew me by Epstein. Was she still in contact with Epstein up until his arrest?
Yes, she was fucking sending naked pictures of herself.
Up until his arrest?
Like, she said, like, before, okay, up to that point, Epstein was her buddy. That was the story I knew, okay?
Right.
Okay. He said, like, oh, what a great guy he is. Like, that was... I didn't even heard of this guy, you know? I'm not like some... I never even heard of these people. And she was like, oh, no, she had the best time going to the island. She traveled the world because of him. And, like, she got introduced to top scientists because of him. And, like, you know, like, she flew in a private plane. She was named, like, a big businesswoman because of it. Mm. It's like, do you know, like, what a...
So, basically, throughout the years, she still got shit from Epstein.
And it was emailing. She even emailed, like, because that was, like, the start of the end. And, like, I did... From that point, I never trusted her because her computer was open and she's sending naked photos of herself to Epstein.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. And you called to testify in a court of law under oath to that.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant,
The thing is, it's just like, I don't know, to be honest, like, what level she's willing to go to. I mean,
this is pretty serious, Sven. Like, this is as serious as it gets. Like, this is, I am going to do my utmost to put her in jail for what she's just done. So,
yeah,
I'm being deadly fucking serious, dude. What she has done is so bad.
My parents are obviously like freaking out, but I've just flown them. I've flown everyone except my brother is in a location where she'll never find them.
Okay, because you do know, and I'm just gonna pre-warn you now. Is tomorrow definitely happening?
Well, I'm literally meeting with the head of the police for South Africa right now, and about.
Awesome.
half an hour. And the thing is, it's serious because she's slept with, I don't know what is, she slept, okay, let me not say things I don't know for 100%, but she's befriended on a deep level, the station commander in Heart Bay.
Yeah, because she's sleeping with him.
Okay, so I didn't want to say that because I don't have proof of that.
Well, no, but I know, like, yeah, that's legit. And she was sleeping with another guy as well. So, and he actually pre-warned her about the social services. So he warned her, like, before they arrived. She totally cleaned the house before they arrived. She knew they were coming because of him.
Yeah, I know. It gets even deeper. Police 2 days ago tortured one of my staff. They got an iron, you know, that you iron clothes with.
Yeah.
And they held it against his chest and beat him and waterboarded him in front of his child and wife.
Why?
To find out where we keep our camera footage, where we keep our filings. Because obviously I didn't want to keep anything with the lawyers, and now look, it was the right decision because the lawyers got broken into this morning.
Are they going to file a police report?
Well, so we've opened the case now with IPID, which is the Independent Police Directorate.
Okay, so so what I'm saying is, like, in a court of law, there is an actual paperwork that you have, because a lawyer will ask you, and if you say you have opened a case and there's no case number, so there's legitimate.
No, we have the J88 form, which is from the hospital, has been filled out. And I'm not sure if, see, it's like, obviously because I have a nightclub here, maybe it potentially can come from somewhere else, but I just don't believe it.
I find the fact that I can't get her screen messages on my phone pretty extraordinary. That's never, in all the times I've ever used WhatsApp in my life, that's never happened, so.
And it's asking, you're saying this voice note's no longer available, the voice notes, with you, where you are talking, because I'm trying to like play them. It's like, please ask the sender to resend.
I've never seen that before in my life. So
it's pretty fucked up.
And have you ever had this before in your life before with anybody else?
I've never really had a reason to go like digging through messages from 5 years ago. I'm like, you know. Yeah. I really am a chilled person. And it's like, this is just like,
no, but
it's one over my head, and I'm also getting like calls from random numbers. So I don't know if like they're trying to threaten me, or whatever. But I'm not worried if they get them threatening me. Also, like, I'm just gonna roll around with
the bus. So basically, someone's coming after you. In a nutshell,
that's the way I feel right now, and I'm not nervous. I'm not scared. Coward. When it comes down to it, she really is. She's a coward, and she uses other people to do her dirty work. Yeah. And
did you ever hear her talking about me to the attorneys?
You know, say I can't remember everything, but you know the number of twisted stories, and I, at a stage, I didn't even know what was like the truth or what was made up. I just didn't know, to be honest, because it went from being her best friend, who she still was in contact with, sending naked photos of, to her being the number one victim in the world. And then the only thing she was interested in is what she can get out of it.
Well, that's why I'm taking her down, because what she's actually just done is she's thrown a legitimate victim, and I've got the evidence against all the traffickers, like all the guys to hold accountable.
Are there any South Africans?
Miles and Kathy Alexander were the two housekeepers on the island, and they know everything, and as of far, the South African government.
I just don't remember, you know, it's like, fuck, yeah. there's messages mentioning people's names.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how connected are these housekeepers in South Africa?
I don't know. But all I know is that they know everything. They were the housekeepers. So, well, island managers. So, but the fact that done what she's done, like, basically obstructs justice. And I don't know if you've just seen a recent video that she just put on Twitter. I mean, I don't know. I just sent you it like this morning. She's just done this weird video, and I'm just like, dude, you are in for a very big surprise. But I can't do my press release until you, because obviously I, because I don't want to step on your toes, because there are going to be messages from you, so I don't want her, because I'm gonna like literally throw like fucking everything, the truth is going to come out, and I don't obviously want, you know, out of respect for you, and I made a promise to you I wouldn't do anything before asking you, you know.
Because the thing is, you know what, as it came down to the point, in South Africa, it's all about who has the most money.
No,
you
know,
the lawyers and stuff like that. Yeah. And when she kicked me out, she purposely kicked me out after taking money from myself and my parents. And yeah. she left me with 10,000 rand, okay? Which you can't get a house with in Cape Town.
No,
I was fucked. And I, my family is not, you know, I'm not from money. And she knew that, and she knew that she could basically fucking abuse me and put me in the situation, because she made me put everything that I'd saved over years, and even my parents' money, into her bond and her accounts, and like, you know, because she was, looking back, I'm a fucking idiot, but like,
no,
also remember, she's 10 years older than me also, so
no, it's no. Like,
I didn't expect someone would be capable of this, to say you love someone, whatever.
Can I tell you something, Han? It's happened to me, you know, fucking hell. I was dating a multi-millionaire, I was stepmother to his children for 4 years. I literally was I was his housekeeper. He had his gin and tonic and his silver glass waiting for him, cooked meal, fucking. I left. I got kicked out of my own house. I had 2 cents to my name, 2 cents. While he kept the Aston Martin, the Range Rover, the house, fucking hell. And you know what? There's people, and the only way that I can cope with what they, these types of people, is karma. And you don't go around taping someone, befriending someone and taping someone's conversations for 5 years. I'm sorry, for the attorneys, and it wouldn't be for anybody else. So
you know, and it's like, so that's, I can 100% confirm that she was doing it with a second phone. Because even she was always doing, like, you know, she's all, I don't know if you've seen, but she's like always on her phone, right?
Yeah, well, I've never met the girl, so I've never been in her. I've just literally seen her on the phone and spoken to her. So I, God alone knows what she does.
She's a professional fucking. She's a professional actress.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other way to describe it. She is like of a. She's obviously not stupid. Okay?
No, she's very clever.
And she's of a completely like. Higher level, but an evil higher level, where she the whole time has been like.
But the point of the story is, she was still in contact, sending naked pictures, and still friends with Epstein up until his arrest. So basically, it was just, so she was put in touch with me by the attorneys just after, I think it was September. It was September after he was arrested.
And those were the fraud attorneys, hey?
Oh, the attorney, that's who I'm taking down. So she's actually been working with them. So, yeah. Nice one.
Yeah, it's just, you know what the thing is? It's like, enough is enough. She thinks she can just do what she wants and fuck up whoever she wants.
Well, and the attorneys are the same. I'm not doing, there's no money for me. Fuck, whatever. Like, do you know what I mean? But...
I don't want nothing to do with her money.
Absolutely not. And, you know, and all the things she said behind my back, she was never my friend. And I, you know, what she's done...
She definitely was never your friend. Definitely, like, she is, they're out there to use you from day one.
Right. Okay. Cool.
And I'll say that 100%. Like.
So yeah. You know the mess.
You spoke for her for hours, man. I remember you spoke. I spoke for hours on the.
Do
phone.
You have any idea? I spoke about my family, my. What she's done, she's basically stolen the last 5 years of every single thing, and the fact she's taped it is horrific.
And what about there's some group that she was on? That's why
I didn't even know there was a. So this is all news to me. The only survivor she's spoken to at all. She doesn't speak to anybody else.
She was on a WhatsApp group with them, with the other ones.
Right, okay. Brilliant.
100% I can confirm that also.
So that's brilliant. Okay, so, and she was still chatting away like a mate with Jeffrey Epstein just before his arrest and sending naked pictures. Cool.
Yes, and everything she ever said, like that they were buddies. And for 100%, one of the girls who still worked for Epstein, like, till he died, was one of the girls that she trafficked to. No, I don't. And there's also a girl.
Freya. So that's another new name to me. Wow. Okay. Sven, if you can try and take a photo. I need to. Do you have any messages, direct messages between Epstein?
Because I saw she left her computer open and there was a naked picture of her and she just sent the email and was outside smoking a joint. That was at that point in time and I was like, I'll just never forget it because I read the email, you know?
What did the email say? Do you remember? Like,
yeah, like keeping well, all good. You know, like how's things going your side? She called him like Jay. She didn't even write his full name. Like, she wrote, like that's how close they were.
Oh my God. Okay. Whew. I'm gonna plan, just so that you know. I mean, again, I'm gonna have to just digest this again. it's like, holy shit, it just gets from like worse to worse, but it's cool.
Yeah, but do you see the thing that he asked her? If you were one of the ones that he introduced you to him, introduced as in traffic.
Okay. Yeah, I do have that email, and I've never, ever, ever understood why. That's the only correspondence. So, and she, I've always questioned her, why is Epstein emailing you in 2017? About me.
Because they were still in contact the whole time throughout over the years. And there's another Indian guy who was involved, who she was in contact with. I just can't remember his name. You see, I've gone to psychologists. The one who needed the psychologist was her, and the only one who's gone to the psychologist is me. I went for 6 months every 3 days.
Well, she's tried to defraud the medical fund that I set up with saying is a professional therapist. So they wanted to defraud a fund, 10 million, that I set up so that the fund would as a professional psychologist to deal with her trauma.
It's like, what the fuck?
No, but you do know if she is... child gets taken and that she was warned. She said that to me. If she is caught, so that's why she's been at the beach. And not at the...
They're calling my mom in the middle of the night together, threatening her. I sent you like the message, like just one time where it's like, mom's like, I've got a strange phone call now, but that's my mom trying to be nice, you know?
Yeah.
And this is like at 1 a.m. when they're all drunk on Jack Daniels and sniffing lines, and you know what I mean? It's like, oh,
yeah, no, okay, cool. Well, look, I mean, how do you think it's going to play out tomorrow? I know you've got your meeting.
Well, look, everything she's done is technically illegal, so...
Well, it's child abuse and neglect, because he was once sick, and I actually thought he had meningitis, and she refused to take him to the doctor. So she won't take him to the dentist. His teeth are all rotting. The boy's fucking.
Go into details.
I don't. It's too. I can't hear. It's too upsetting, which is why I finally got the courage to message you when I did, because enough's enough, you know. And
yeah, but I'm going. No matter what, tomorrow when I go there, because she can't. She by law, what she's been doing, denying me access, is just actually illegal.
No, it is illegal.
You can't deny access. So, no matter what, I'm just. Then she must come and try get him. And then when she tries, I'm just going to do what she's done to me and block at every turn. Because it's about, I've got the money now.
So are you going to her estate tomorrow?
I'm going to the estate tomorrow, yes.
Are you going with police?
I'm going with the head of police for South Africa.
Fucking brilliant. Okay, so when that guy, because she's definitely, I know for a fact she's sleeping with him, in Hout Bay, when she calls him and he comes, this guy is his boss, basically.
Yeah, and
okay, cool.
And the head of IPED, I've really, we might even go meet with them today.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna, and the guy, police officer, said he must remember that he only wears that uniform for 12 hours a day. That was his exact words.
Yeah. Okay. So, cool. Well, look, you have your meetings today, and I'm so excited about tomorrow. I really am, and you're gonna get your son back. But I'm just saying, if I was you, I would know where you guys are at all.
No, she's not gonna. No one knows.
Yeah, no one.
She says I'm in hiding, but it's actually. I'm hiding from her.
Fair enough. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, okay, cool. Fair enough. Okay, cool. Look, well, you have your meetings, and just keep in touch. And as I said, I'm going to wait until the end of the week, because obviously I'm a sniff of that we've even been talking. Because if she knows we've been talking, she's a very smart girl, Sven. Very smart.
Yeah.
And she's so smart, she's actually hoodwinked me for 5 years. So, just, yeah, she's fantastic. And go in the morning, by the way, because she'll be hungover.
Exactly. Early morning.
No, early morning, go early morning, because she'll be fucking fucked from the night before. I mean, I know that the video that she just posted last night on Twitter, she's drunk, so...
She's an idiot.
Yeah, I know she is. Cool. Well, look, you take care and stay in touch, okay?
I will do. Speak to you later.
Thanks, Ben. Bye. Bye.